This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You are on Saturday Magazine, Joy 94.9. Let me gather my thoughts.
Oh, goodness. Thank you for all those messages that have come through. I've chosen not to read many of them out because I think they were all very much of the same sentiment. Oh, Mecca. Okay. We have Robert on the line, I
Professor
believe.
Robert Bowie. And good morning, Robert. How are you?
Good morning. I'm a proud Dutchman, and the Dutch double their vowels. So B-O-O-Y is pronounced boy.
Don't boy, okay.
Call me a big boy.
There you go. Oh, I'm happy to call you big boy. There you go. I think a lot of our listeners, you know, certainly your face, and then when they think of the name, will be familiar during COVID. And I want to thank you for, you know, putting yourself out there, making yourself available so people could actually hear the facts, which is often not always the case in media. So I want to thank you for that. We're all better informed. You know, yourself and Catherine Bennett and others, you know, sometimes there was a variance of opinion, but at the end of the day, we actually got to hear expert opinion. So thank you for that.
Oh, you're very welcome.
Now, you think, or are you of the opinion that Australians have become a bit complacent about the flu?
Oh, without doubt.
Yeah.
It comes around every year and people usually get themselves vaccinated against flu, but sometimes, and especially now, they've had so much to do with COVID that they've forgotten that flu was an annual problem.
So why do you... Is it, Robert, if I may say, is it because, okay, we've come through COVID, a lot of people, well, look, all of us have done it tough. You know, those of you in the medical profession have done it really tough. You know, the health workers have done it really tough. Our economy's been battered. Relationships have been battered. But we have come out the other end. It's not as rosy as some people say, but we've now got the flu, and this is the flu's been with us in various forms for a long time, yet people don't seem to be concerned about it. You know, they wanted to get their COVID jabs, but then the take-up of flu vaccine is pretty low, isn't it?
Well, it's a two-edged sword. About two-thirds of people who are vulnerable are wanting to get vaccinated, but there's a third who are potentially not going to, who could, with some good information, be convinced to protect themselves. And it's really important to understand those that are at special risk. That's why we vaccinate everyone 65 and above for free. Pregnant women themselves can get flu severely, but also their newborn babies can get it severely too. So pregnant women are on the list. Indigenous Australians are at increased risk of severe flu. And people with multiple medical problems who were getting vaccinated for COVID should also get a flu jab. And it's in fact available now to have the COVID jab in one arm and flu in the other arm to protect you through the winter. So those people with multiple medical problems affecting their heart, their lung, their immune systems, cancer or chemotherapy, all those people who know that who they are because they've already been eligible for a COVID jab can have a flu jab too. And they can do it to their local GP, book it very easily. It's available now and get it done on the same day in different arms.
So, Robert, why do you think people, I mean, I've got mine scheduled. Why do you think people haven't done this? Is it because there's not enough discussion about it? There's not enough, you know, governments and the health, you know, the health sector? Certainly when I went to my GP recently, I was asked, now, you haven't had a flu jab anywhere else, have you? I said, no. Okay, well, we're going, you know, I really want you to have one. But speaking to other people, when they go to their GP for their normal visit or whatever, it hasn't been brought up as, have you considered having a flu jab? So what do we need to do?
That's a really important point. There's the issue of awareness and there's an issue of access. So if your GP doesn't remind you, there's a missed opportunity there because getting the flu jab while you're there for some other reason. I had a small cancer cut out of my leg on Wednesday and I had every intention of saying, can I have my flu jab at the same time? My GP didn't ask me and I thought there was a lost opportunity. I should have been more forthright. I should have said, hey, I'm someone with, you know, medical issues. I'm due a flu jab. Could you slot me in, please, at the same time as cutting a lump out of my leg? But it didn't happen. So awareness, as you're saying, is important. Access, being offered it, is important. And education. Some people just have questions that need answering. They have what we call hesitancy. They need to understand that each year the flu virus is actually mutating and changing, and that's why we have a new jab each year. And that's why we offer a new flu jab at the start of each winter.
Robert, hi, it's Paul here. This is fascinating. I'm amazed. You know, we've learned medically an awful lot through COVID, just about, you know, how different viruses mutate. Just in terms of the flu, has it actually got worse? You know, are more people getting ill every year, or is it pretty much a static virus that is affecting the same amount of people? Because every year we have the conversation about making sure our most vulnerable are protected, but is it getting any worse or any better? Are we trying to actually get less flu in the community?
Well, every year is different. That's what the truth of it is. And it's hard to predict, but it's likely to be at least moderately severe this year. If we look back over the last 7 or 8 years, 2017 was a bumper year and 6,000 Australians were thought to have perished. 2019, 2 years later, was another bumper year. Over 5,000 Australians perished. On average, 3,000 die of flu each year. But during the COVID years, we were so separated socially, and we were so preventing of people coming in from overseas with flu, that the numbers went down to just hundreds. And flu became quite uncommon, as did many other infectious diseases, purely because of social separation, using masks, and not having people fly in from the Northern Hemisphere with the viruses they normally bring. So we had 2 years, especially in 2020 and 21, that were very quiet. 22 was a moderate year, and I think this year will be a moderate year at least as well. And the thing particularly to remember is that because we're mixing so much, the flu season kicked off early last year, and it's likely to be kicking off as we speak, more than in previous years. So getting your flu jab earlier rather than later is a good idea. The flu virus is what we call RNA virus. That means it mutates very easily. When it makes copies of itself in your body, in your respiratory tract, the progeny, the babies, the viruses, are slightly different to the parent because they're not good at correcting mistakes. So that's why we have to put up with flu virus every year in winter. In temperate climates. In the tropics, it can come around twice a year. Yeah. But most Australians experience flu in the winter in temperate conditions, and most years it's mild to moderate to severe, but it does come back each year, apart from a tiny amount that we had during the COVID period.
Hmm. So have you scheduled your flu jab, Robert?
Well, I thought I was going to get it from my GP on Wednesday. So the thing about it is you can go into a chemist,
yes,
and pay $20, and that's very convenient, and they will record it on the Australian Immunisation Register, mm-hmm, so that it's on your record that you've been protected and vaccinated. I get it from my GP or my local pharmacy. So I'm usually when I'm in at the pharmacy, I check whether they've got it available. Okay. So I'll probably get it for the next week or so.
Good. I'm glad to hear. Glad to hear it. So, if you had the opportunity to, you know, be part of a campaign to, you know, encourage people to get the jab and to make awareness, what would be the sort of thing that you'd say to people? What would be the message?
Well, flu is particularly a problem in the vulnerable. People whose health isn't as good as other people's, people who are ladies who are pregnant, Indigenous Australians are at greater risk, and older people are at risk, people with disabilities. So I'd especially counsel those who are at greater risk of severe flu, putting them in hospital or even being deadly, to get protected. If you're a standard working person with reasonably good health, there's still a good reason to get vaccinated, because flu can floor you for a day or a week, make you very prostrate, lethargic, hard to get out of bed, and you don't want to miss time of work. Some people go to work with symptoms. We call that presenteeism. And then they spread it at work. Far better to work from home, as we've learned well to do, get over the symptoms, have absenteeism, but productive absenteeism instead of unproductive presenteeism.
There you go.
I like that's a good phrase. Yeah, you should coin that, Robert. I think that's a very, very apt phrase. I mean, I think the one thing we learned through COVID, and I think this applies equally to flu, is if you're feeling under the weather, you know whether your body is infected with something. Just stay at home, or you know, get out the masks that everyone's got still under those bathroom sinks, because they're still going to help prevent some of that transmission of the virus.
It's a combination of things. And if you're not in the community, you can't spread it. If you have to be in the community for some reason or another, then wearing a mask is good for preventing transmission. But it's not perfect. And the best way is social separation, having distance between you and other people. I'm finding in queues at the supermarket now that people are cramming up against me. And I had that this morning.
Yes.
And I thought, I didn't say anything, but I tried to keep my distance, because we protect each other by keeping that 1 to 2 meter distance with other people, because that just prevents respiratory viruses from spreading.
Yeah. Robert, thank you so much for chatting with us this morning. And again, thank you for all the work and, you know, the very hard work and the disruption to your life that happened during COVID. Hopefully, in the next week or two, you get a flu jab.
I will. Good to be with you.
I'm going to message you in 2 weeks and check you've had it. Thank you.
I'll be telling the world.
Thank you.
Thanks
so much. That was Professor Robert Boy, and familiar to a lot of us during COVID, but talking about the flu. If you haven't had the flu jab, go to your GP, go to the pharmacy, and get it. Because there's nothing better than a little prick in your arm.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.